Therefore, because verse 24, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, did not we cast three valiant warriors bound into the midst of the fire? Bless Yahweh. They answered and said to the king, true, O king. And they walked in the middle of the fire because they know Abba Yahweh was with them. The middle of the fire, praising Yahweh. Oh, that's something, saints. They praising Abba Yahweh in the midst of a fire. We can't praise them in the tabernacle, saints. Yahweh and blessing. Yahweh. And they walked in them, and Azariah stood up and prayed on this matter, and opening his mouth in the middle of the fire said, blessed are you, O Yahweh Almighty, our Father. Your name is worthy to be praised and honored forevermore. For you are righteous in all things that you have done to us. Yea, true are all your words. Your ways are right, Sadiqa, and all your mitzvah, Emet, truth, and all things that you have brought upon us and upon the holy city of our fathers, even Jerusalem, you have executed true judgment. For according to truth and judgment, did you bring all these things upon us because of our sin? For we have sinned and committed iniquity, departing from you. And all things have we transgressed. That's what we should cry to Abba Yahweh. And not obeyed your commandments, nor kept them, neither done as you have commanded us, that it might go well with us. Wherefore all that you have brought upon us, and everything that you have done to us, you have done it in Emet and Mizpah judgment. And you have delivered us into the hands of lawless enemies, most hateful forsakers of Yahweh, and to an unjust king, and the most wicked in all the world. And this is a wicked world, saints. And your enemies are in the world. Let them not be of the household of Abba Yahweh. For as Brother Pat was saying, this is how men will know that we're his true disciples, that we have a true and pure an unfeigned love for one another, that we help one another in this bow and this walk to see Abba Yahweh. And you deliver us into the hand of lawless enemies and most hateful forsakers. And now we cannot open our mouth, for we are become a shame and a reproach to your servants and to them that worship you. Yet deliver us not up wholly for your name's sake, neither are the shameful you, your covenant, and cause not your mercy to depart from us, for your beloved Abraham's sake, for your servant Isaac's sake, and for you, Kadosh Yisrael's sake, to whom you have spoken and promised that you multiply your seed as the stars of the Olam, and as the sand that lies upon the seashore. For we, O Yahweh, are become less than any nation, and be kept unto this day in all the world because of our sins. Neither is there at this time prince or prophet or leaders or burnt offering or sacrifice or obligation or incense or place to sacrifice before you and to find mercy. Nevertheless, in a contrite slave, in a humble ruah, let us be accepted of Abba Yahweh. And that's the way it should be when we cry to Abba Yahweh with a contrite ruah and a broken leg, saying, with a sincere leg, that we give it all to Abba Yahweh. Like as in the burnt offering of ram and bullocks, like as in the 10,000 of fat lamb. So let us sacrifice be in your sight this day. Grant that we may wholly go after you, Abba Yahweh, for they shall not be confounded, that put their trust in you, Abba Yahweh. And let us do that, saints. And now we follow you with all our life. We fear you and seek your face. Put us not to shame, but deal with us after your love and kindness and according to the multitude of your mercies. Deliver us also according to your marvelous works. Give honor unto your name, Abba Yahweh. Let all them that do your servant hurt be shamed. Let them be confounded in all their power and might. Let their strength be broken. And let them that know you, Abba Yahweh, the Almighty, and honor over the whole world, and the king's servants that put them in, cease not to make oven hot with roasting pitch, tow, and small wood, so that the flame stream forth above the furnace, 40 and 90 cubits. Go down to 62. Verse 62. O all you powers of Yahweh, bless Yahweh, praise and exalt him above all forever. And that's the way it should be, saints. Every time that we get a chance to come into his tabernacle, we should not be ashamed to give his name the praise. We should want to lift our Abba Yahweh up every time we come before him. It shouldn't have to be a coercion. It shouldn't have to be a say of lifting your hand or saying hallelujah. It should be a rejoicing in your leg that you should want to do that he will mind from you that day, that he gave you another chance to move every limb of your body, that you can still talk, see, smell, walk, saints. There's so many without limb. There's so many can't move. There's so many can't see. But still he give you breath to call on him. Let us not take it for granted, saints. But let us trust in Abba Yahweh. And let us walk in true condition, saint. We can get the victory over obstacle that Satan bring against us. There's nothing that we go through that we can't get the battle. For Yahshua HaMashiach showed us that when he fasted 40 days or 40 nights in the wilderness, he overcame the adversary that we're battling against. And if we trust in him, we can get the victory too, saints. As the word today, saints, don't let the world fall on deaf ears, saints. We trust in the living bread that all the brothers gave us last week, for it is of a truth. And that they spoke with their last, saints, because I shall have a doubt that it was from Abba Yahweh, from the Shemayim, and they did bring down the bread. Because they want their people to be saved. And they fed us out of a pure heart for the love for the people of Abba Yahweh. So, as I get through, Brother Pat, you can come up here and we'll sing our congregational song. I bless you today, saint. And it is a blessing to speak before you, to give you the word of life, saints, the bread of life. Because they continually judge me that I watch myself. Because I want to make it in. And I want to abide by Abba Yahweh's Torah. And I want to hear the words of Abba Yahweh. I know it says in the scripture, not only be a hearer, but be a doer of the word also. But we got to hear first, saints. Then we become a doer. You can't become a doer without hearing, saints. So we need to hear the word. For when Eve was deceived in the Garden of Eden, she heard the words of Satan. That's how she was deceived, and then she did. We need to hear first, and then do the words of Abba Yahweh proclaiming to us, saints, that we walk in his true Torah, that it keeps us every day of our life. As we walk upon this wicked and perverted generation, we could be kept. Brother Pat. Look your partner in the face, say,
tell them, let there be love. So let there be love. Share among us. Let there be love in our lives. Lay down your love, sweetest sound. Cause us now
Abba Yahweh. We hope that the word was a blessing to those on the live stream. And we bless you down there in Texas, Pastor. We miss you dearly. Bring you back home safe as you travel back to Abba Yahweh. And take heed to the word as our master will get to you down at our brother. For his word is true. Abba Yahweh, let the word be a strength here in the tabernacle, that we have an ear to hear of what you are speaking in this hour. May the word be a blessing to Brother Michael, Sister Michael, Brother Alex, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria, Brother Jerome James, that whatever they're going through, that the words may keep them, that they get the victory over every circumstances and every woe and wow that Satan tried to bring against them. Brother Mike Dow, Pastor Hunter, and the saints down there, Pastor Pennington, and Pastor Person, Brother Martin, Elder Basil, Pastor Engine, the saints in Ghana, Brother Martin in Kenya, Sister Harkin and the faithful saints down there, Pastor Babu and Brother David Morning. And keep us as we lead your tabernacle this day, Abba Yahweh, that the word stay within our lives, that we you forever be present upon our minds all during the day, knowing that our adversary, Satan, is going to try us, Abba Yahweh, but your word is going to give us the victory. Every time he come against us, we have the victory, Abba Yahweh. You say resist the devil and he will flee. And we resist him today in the mighty name, your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. That you keep the shalom, Abba Yahweh, and they live. I know that we have a hope of your precious blood, Yahshua HaMashiach. That he went through it for us, Abba Yahweh. That we may have a right to your kingdom, Abba Yahweh. For we wait for that day, Abba Yahweh, of that great resurrection, Abba Yahweh. And for your promise is truth, Abba Yahweh. Oh, just like your son got up, that we would get up too, Abba Yahweh. For we bless all y'all today on the live stream. May y'all strengthen you, and shalom be with you. As well as the brothers down there with Pastor, shalom be with y'all as well. Would everybody say hallelujah, Yahweh?